Yeah, you can do a lot with them. Put in windows, windowsills. The shipping container homes that I've seen are freaking awesome, what people do to them. So.
Welcome to the Off-Grid Outpost podcast, where we discuss the journey to real liberty through self-sufficiency, counter-economics, non-aggression, and the agora.
The Outpost represents the border between societal norm and the pioneer spirit. Every episode contains practical, philosophical, and technical information you can use to gain the freedom you deserve.
Welcome, everyone, to the Off-Grid Outpost podcast. I am your host, Regina, and I am here with my co-host, Cyrus.
Hello.
And today we are talking about tips and tricks for purchasing shipping containers.
All right.
Yeah. Pretty cool topic.
Yeah, they're nearly indestructible.
They're really cool. They're rodent-proof. They're waterproof. They're all kinds of good.
Right.
I think they look pretty cool, too.
Yeah. Well, and the neat thing about them, too, is that they're kind of in the way like the pre-built shed. You deliver them on site, and boom, you can start storing stuff in it. You can, you know, it's ready to go.
Yeah, except they're actually way cheaper in consideration of a pre-built lumber shed to the amount of square footage you get with a shipping container.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not as pretty.
Right.
Yeah, I think they look badass personally, but...
Well, I've seen a lot of shipping containers converted into houses, dwellings, whatever. And, you know, you can do a lot with them. They don't have to look like, you know, something you dragged out of a shipping yard.
Right.
That's just how they look when you get them.
Yeah. Yeah, you can do a lot with them. Put in windows, windowsills. The shipping container homes that I've seen are freaking awesome, what people do to them. So... You know, but the price difference, you get a 20 foot or a 40 foot shipping container for $4,000. If you were to get a 40 foot pre-built shed, you're in the 15 grand range easily, 15 to 20 grand range. Yeah. Right. Then you're kind of, you know, you're past shed. You're more so into like a barn at that size, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But before we get too far into this topic, I just have to point out that your 2021 prediction came true with flying colors.
Yeah, well, the first two, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, the third is inevitable, yes.
Yeah. It's
the third is what I can't wait for the third. I know it's coming.
Well, I think you're talking about the fourth. The third is that we're going to see... Oh. New magic money at a level we've never seen in a single year.
Unprecedented magic dollars.
Mm-hmm.
I want some of those magic dollars.
Yeah, maybe we can get our hands on some before they tumble.
Yeah, I would highly recommend doing whatever you can to cash in on these magical government money dollars that they're going to print out of thin air.
Mm-hmm.
While you can, and don't feel bad about it.
Yeah, I don't feel bad about it at all. Take your know what they're talking about now, a $2,000 check now, is that what they're talking about or whatever? But
oh yeah, I just got $600 into my account.
Yeah, take and, that money and buy some crypto.
That's exactly, yeah, take it right out of the system and put it into your own decentralized system pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Or shoot, yeah, you could put that towards Democrats, a shipping container.
Right. So the Democrats took control of the government.
Wow. No holds barred.
No holds barred. They
it's really
get
something.
It'll be nuts. This is going to be a crazy year. It's going to be like watching a NASCAR wreck. I'm really excited about it.
Oh, shit. Well, I'm still waiting for the fourth prediction as well. That's going to make my day. So, but if you want to know what the fourth prediction is, you have to listen to our 2021 New Year's predictions episode that was released last week, actually.
Right.
So back onto the shipping container topic. So the first thing I want to talk about is how the price of used shipping containers is going to extrapolate quite quickly if it hasn't already.
Okay. Why do you say that? What's behind that?
So basically, when I was talking to the guys at the shipping container store out of Tucson, they were telling me how the price of shipping container for used shipping containers is going up drastically. And normally they have about 30 to 40 to choose from in their yard. And they only had 6 in their yard when we went and chose ours. So, and then he went on to tell me that out of these 6, because they come in batches, they come in waves. And the pricing also goes in waves. So the pricing will stay the same for that entire batch they get, but then the pricing could change on the next batch.
Right.
And the guy told me, buy this now because our next batch is due to go up by $1,000 per container.
Wow. That's a big jump.
Yeah. And we got ours for $3,600 for a 40-foot, which was also a big jump from what they were at the beginning of the year, which was about $2,800. So we went from $2,800 to $3,600. Now is supposed to go to about $4,600.
Mm-hmm.
For this area. Now, depending on your area, if you live in Houston, Texas, for example, you're going to get a better price.
Sure.
Because that's where, you know, the huge port is. So you're not having to transport, but, you know, within a 50-100-mile radius. Whereas someone in Arizona, you know, their shipping containers are coming out of a port in California, a port in Texas. So you're going to have different price points depending on where you live.
Yeah.
But the general consensus is that the price is going to go up no matter where you live.
Okay. So get in now.
Yeah. If you're planning on getting used containers, if you're planning on getting a new container, which is much more expensive, if I remember correctly, they wanted $7,000 or $8,000 for a new container. First off, the new containers are badass. Everything is so much better on a new container. Oh my God. Just like anything else, you know.
Right.
It's just the floors. They've redone the floors with a better technology, so your flooring is better. You have brand new paint. There's no rust. There's no dings. You know, you're just getting, it's like buying a new home, you know?
Yeah. The doors operate more smoothly.
Yes. Our doors kind of stick. They need some WD-40. So the price of the new containers are not going to see the major price boom as significant as the old containers. They'll still go up a little bit. It's the old containers that are going up exponentially.
Interesting.
And they're closing the gap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this is all straight from the guys who buy them for a living. So,
right.
Yeah, it's good information. Yeah.
Okay. So if I want to go buy a used container, what are the kind of things I should be looking at, looking for? How do I know I'm getting a good one? That kind of stuff.
Yeah. So the biggest tip I can get you is to not just buy one off of Facebook Marketplace.
Sight unseen.
Yeah, don't buy these sight unseen. I know it might seem convenient, but we were going to do that. We talked to a couple sellers on Marketplace. Because the prices, you know, first off, they wringle you in to their ad on Marketplace because they say some really low price, like $2,500. Yeah, so you kind of get the bait and switch. They wrangle you in with a $2,500 price tag, you know, for a shipping container, which is low right now. You end up texting back and forth, and all of a sudden, you know, after delivery and whatever, oh, now it's up to $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
So you're really not going to get the good deal. then you are blindly purchasing this container. It gets delivered on your property and it's got cancerous rust, massive dents. I mean, you just don't know what you're going to get.
Right.
You have to look at these in person. And that's what we discovered when we talked to the guys in Tucson. They're like, you need to just come in and look at them. I'm like, okay, you know, we kind of want to put a down payment down, you know, just go and have it delivered to us. I'm like, no, you should drive out here and look at them. And I'm glad we did.
So it's like buying a used car. You've got to, like, some are going to be decent and some are going to be crap.
Exactly. Yeah, you definitely want to check it out in person. And if you are in the Tucson area and you're looking for a box, I recommend Advanced Mobile Storage because they're super honest and legit. And you can buy your container and get it the next day. I mean, they don't mess around. These guys know their shit about shipping containers.
Cool. Yeah, and when you're talking about in the Tucson area, that's probably like you can be within probably 300 miles and it's still worth it, right?
I think so. I mean, it all depends on your shipping price. Mm-hmm. At that point, you know, depending on where you're at, probably more like a 100-mile radius would make sense because then you could just go to Phoenix and get probably good boxes out of Phoenix. But if you're in a 100-mile radius of Tucson, I would say it's a good deal. They're competitively priced. They really know the industry and the market. So.
Okay, cool. So you went down there. You started looking. What did you find?
I found that shipping containers get really beat up.
Right.
And tore up. And they have massive dents and dings. They have massive amounts of welds on them. And a lot of them have a cancerous rust from, you know, the salt water. So they're not pretty. They're really not pretty. They paint them these horrendous dark colors, you know. So the sun beats down on them and they bake to 150 degrees.
It's one really 40-foot oven.
Yeah. And that's another way to tell if you're getting a new or a used container or a newer or older is the new generation of containers are all painted tan, like a light tan, like a sand.
I see. Okay.
It's really nice. The older generation of containers are either blue, green, or red. All dark blue, dark green, dark red.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of interesting. That's a way, if someone's trying to sell you, oh, this is new, and it's blue, green, or red, they're joshing you.
Okay.
Basically. Yeah. So when you're shopping, the first thing I suggest is looking to see how many welds and if the welds are done well. So there'll be patch welds. If you find a used shipping container without patch welds, that's a good buy. And the reality is you'll probably have some welds. Some of them we saw 10, 12, 14 welds in one box. We found a box with only one weld in it. And it was a roof weld, which is a little wary, but it was done very well. The weld was executed very well.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
So we were happy with it.
If the welds are good, that's not like a deal breaker.
Yes, but trust me, not all the welds are good. A lot of them are very shitty. And you can just tell by looking at the weld that it's not a good weld. The quality, you know, the craftsmanship of the weld is important.
So if
if it's on the side, it's not as big of a deal as if it's on the roof. You know, a side weld, okay. If it's crappy, you know, not as bad.
So if you know nothing about welds and what they should or shouldn't look like, maybe a little bit of research beforehand before you go look is time well spent. Or if you have a friend or family that's willing to go with you that does know welding, might be a good idea. I mean, you guys come from an industry that's welding is all around, so you guys knew what you were looking for.
Yeah. On the oil and gas pipeline, it's all about the welders, so we had a pretty good idea going in of what a good weld would look like. I mean, it's pretty obvious to see a trashy weld versus a good weld, but if you've never seen a trashy weld, then maybe it wouldn't be so obvious. That's a good point. Another thing you want to do is close the box doors and see if any light comes in. One of the boxes that we were looking at looked pretty good, but then we closed the doors and there is pinhole light coming in from the weld, from one of the welds.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be a good way to check welds. Just get in there with the door closed. It's a good idea.
Yeah, that'd be a quick way to do it. Mm-hmm. One thing that we kind of didn't think about, because, you know, you're on the spot. It's like the same thing when you buy a used car. You're kind of on the spot. You're kind of rushing through the process. You're not really taking the time needed to really do a thorough inspection. One thing that escaped us was that our box does have some warpage on the roof. And once the box is stretched, once the metal's stretched, that's pretty much it. You can't get it to come back.
Mm-hmm.
So we have some low points on our roof that are going to hold water, which really suck because we're mounting solar panels on our roof.
Right.
That is a huge thing. I don't even know if you can find them without warpage on the roof. You probably can. Obviously, if you buy new, you wouldn't have to worry about it. But we actually tried to press out the warpage and, you know, with a jack, a hydraulic jack.
Right.
And we got it to pop out a little bit, but you can't unstretch metal.
Right.
It just essentially popped back in.
It's not like taking a ding out of a car door.
Not quite. Mm-hmm. No, it's one long piece of metal. So, you know, the roof is one contiguous piece of metal. So once it's stretched out, that's it.
Well, and I have also seen people who their part of their plan with their shipping container is to put a roof on it anyway, a little sloped roof, and use that to catch rainwater, you know, as opposed to putting solar. So if your plan is to put a roof over it anyway, then that's not even going to matter for you.
Yeah, that's true.
It's going to depend on what your plan is, yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good point. The roof might be obsolete to you anyways.
Mm-hmm.
One of the hugest thing on shipping containers is rust, because they are going overseas on a boat. And you will find very quickly, we were actually looking at the high ceiling shipping containers, which gives you an extra 2 feet.
Yeah.
Vertically. And the ones that they had left, cancerous rust everywhere. And once that rust, once it goes beyond cosmetic and it's really eating into the metal, you probably don't want that box. Because you just can't stop the chemical process. It's actually an electrical process, corrosion is. So you can't stop that process once it gets too far. Right. Unless you just completely cut out the metal. And that, you know, would really be a chore. So.
Yeah, you would have to cut it out, patch it with new metal. Now you've got another weld. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're good at welding, then, yeah, maybe you can get a deal on a really rusty box. And you make those repairs. But if you're not really good at welding and that kind of level of things, then stay away from the cancerous rust. If you have normal rust, they're all rusted. All the used ones are rusted. You're not going to find an unrusted used one. But a little cosmetic rust is fine, because then you just grind it out with like a circular saw and you remove that cosmetic rust from turning into cancerous rust.
Yeah, and then you prime it, paint it, and it's all good.
Yeah. So speaking of paint, because we're painting our box, as far as paint goes, we went to Ace and we priced out paint. For primer, you know, you got to have your primer layer and then your outdoor paint layer.
Mm-hmm.
It was going to be $200 to $250. We ended up using a paint called Elastomeric, which is a roof sealing paint, roof resealing paint. And it blocks 30% of UV rays. It keeps your box way cooler. It prevents rust. It prevents water damage. It's basically like a rubber membrane that you coat your box with.
Yeah, that stuff's
really
good.
And so we did
the
roof. It's so good.
I've used it a number of times on like ceiling mobile home roofs and stuff like that for customers. Mm-hmm. It works really well.
Really, really well.
And I also found out, like at Lowe's and Home Depot, where you can buy it there, that if you don't want just bright white, they'll tint it for you in the paint department. You can have them make it tan or, you know, whatever color you want. But just a little fun fact about the elastomeric.
It's $90 for a 5-gallon bucket that'll coat, that'll be just enough to coat the roof of the box. We know because we just did it. And you don't have to prime it. It's way cheaper. And the results are going to be way better as far as your cooling and your protection of the box and stopping any rust. And so we did the top in the white. But then at the store, at Lowe's, you can get this at Lowe's or Home Depot, Henry's. At the store, they have tan. So at the store, they actually have tan elastomeric. So instead of getting outdoor paint and primer for $250 per side, mind you, we are going to get the tan elastomeric, get the cooling benefits, the preventive maintenance benefits for $90 a side. I'm very excited about it. So you're looking at a difference of $200 to $250 for prime and outdoor paint, and you're not going to get the cooling benefits of elastomeric. You know, it's just the way to go. And now with the tan color, it really makes it great for the sides of shipping containers. So you can get that nice color. It won't be all gleaming white. Unless you're into that kind of thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
So then another big thing to look for, you know, check your doors, make sure they seal, make sure they close tight, make sure you can open them. Ours is a little tricky to open, so we're going to have to do a little, probably a little grinding, little WD-40. The new shipping containers, they've updated the door system, another good reason to buy a new, to where it's only one, like, handle to open the door, whereas the old shipping containers, I have two handles. They swing out in the opposite direction, so it's just, like, kind of awkward to use.
Right.
But you can take out one of those handles, and the door will operate just fine. So you can retrofit your old shipping container. Yeah. You don't need that second handle. That's where I have the problem with it, is the second handle, to me, is, like, really hard to open.
Yeah, so they kind of... The two doors kind of close, one closes on the other. And mm-hmm. so that handle on the door that closes first, you can remove that so that the handle on the door that closes in on top of it will keep everything sealed.
Right. And well, and yeah. on top of that, there's two handles per door. So now you have four handles that you're dealing with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the old model.
I've seen them with... Okay.
Mm-hmm. Older models have the two. I guess not all of them do.
Per door.
Yeah, I think they actually do. The shipping container guy said all of the old ones have the two handle per door. And then on top of that, they don't swing the same way. So you're literally having to, like, X your arms to open the door.
Right.
But now the new ones come with just the one handle per door. But you can retrofit your old ones to have one handle per door.
Okay.
Which I'd like to do because it's, I get it. You know, it's when it's on the, when it's over the ocean, they might want that extra handle redundancy, but it's definitely not necessary for mm-hmm. us landlubbers.
Right.
You also want to look at the floor. So you want to look up for welds and warpage and you want to look down. Is it ripped up? Essentially, is your floor ripped up? Is it beat up? And some of them are pretty nasty. So definitely check out your floor.
Yeah, for sure. I've seen some nasty floors in them. I've been mm-hmm. around them a lot just in the construction industry because they use them for storage on construction yes. sites all the time.
Mm-hmm. Connexes. Always. So beyond that, you know, you also got to consider how the thing is going to be delivered. So now we're moving past what to look for. Check all those boxes, make your purchase. And how is it going to be delivered? Because a lot of us are off grid. A lot of us live on dirt roads. Will they deliver down a dirt road? how much dirt road will they drive before they start charging you up the ass for delivery?
Mm.
And then, is it coming on a gooseneck? Is it coming on a semi? You know, the gooseneck's nice. There's a little bit more maneuverability.
Yeah, they could get it into tighter places.
Yep. And so ours was delivered via gooseneck. It worked out really well. And they did explain to us, okay, the driver needs 180 feet of straight clearance to drop your box. So you've got to have, I think it was, or was it 150? 150, I think it was, for him to drop the box.
So that's for him to like drop it and then enough room to pull forward for it to completely come off the trailer, that kind of thing.
Yep, and make it out. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, we just barely got to 150 feet. Barely. Between our trees and our cacti. So, and then we also had to make sure our road, you know, our dirt road on our property would accommodate him. So we had to take out some trees. You know, that's the kind of thing you have to think about, because they're charging. They give you 15 minutes, at least our guy did, you know, 15 minutes to get in, drop the box, and get out. Now, he sat around and bullshitted with us for about an hour after, so. You
know. But he didn't charge
us. He didn't charge us. But then after that 15 minutes, it was like $25 an extra, for every extra 15 minutes it took, it was an extra $25 to our delivery bill. So the last thing you want to do is be hacking out trees and branches and bushes, you know, with him on
the
spot.
While he's collecting $100 an hour.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And that's pretty much all the things I thought of. I mean, I could probably think of a lot more. Essentially, you know,
mm-hmm.
I think we've covered most of the bases.
Yeah, that's a really good episode about, you know, what to look for and how to get in the shipping container, you know, and you guys are going to be doing all kinds of stuff to yours, and we can do more episodes later as, you know, how to do this and how to do that kind of episodes.
Yep, shipping container ideas.
Because you guys are going to, like, build walls inside, like a safe and things like that, right?
Yeah, well, the back end.
You guys are going to do all kinds of stuff.
Well, we're definitely getting more down the road. The back end of our shipping container is going to be an armory.
Right.
So we're going to be building kind of a wall, you know, to separate that out. And the top is going to hold all of our solar equipment. And within the shipping container will be our batteries and our charge controller, inverter, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so that's kind of the middle. And then towards the front is a lot of our storage. And then we're getting another shipping container that's going to be our food stores and more storage. And then we're going to build a shipping container shop for Cody so he can have all his tools and a place to work and things like that. So
mm-hmm.
we're going to be shipping container happy.
Cool.
Yeah, really exciting. But there's so many more ideas. I mean, we could go on and on about shipping containers.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's a good place to wrap this up. We hope you enjoyed the episode. You can contact us via our website, theoffgridoutpost.com. We also have some downloads there, free PDF downloads that you guys will find interesting. And feel free to support us by purchasing our ebooks that we wrote. We also have a t-shirt line coming out. I'm very excited for.
Yeah, I'm so excited about that.
Lil actually sent me a mock-up of one of her designs, and it's really cool.
Awesome.
My 20-year-old daughter is in charge of the designing of the t-shirts, and she's quite an artist. I'll just put it at that. You can see for yourselves.
Yeah, that's exciting. Some agorism shirts.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yep. Yep. So y'all have that good day, and we'll catch you next time.
Talk to you later.
Later.
Here's a little teaser for what's coming next week. And so how I got around that was I found an app to put on my phone called Secure Tether. And it basically just turns my phone into a modem. And so I'm using my regular data instead of Hotspot, so I don't pay for Hotspot.
That's awesome.
Thanks for listening to the Off-Grid Outpost podcast. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to subscribe so you can get all the new episodes.